Go Chez Paulin, Captain France again, taking the win. Look, I'm just as guilty as everybody. When you guys didn't name Marvin on the team, I'm like, there goes their chance to win. I really said that. But you proved everybody wrong. If you want to give everyone in the media the finger, you could. You know, the number one flip off, because you did it again. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks. It's nice to have a journalist that you agree, you know, being on the list. And, you know, it has been tough. And Marvin is a great rider. He has been winning Motocross of Nation with me. So I really like Marvin. We've been training together and stuff. And we have had so many good racers on the list. And Dylan was the first one secure because they mixed two factory bike in America. And then we were three, Romain, Marvin and myself. And I was choosing the team. So thanks to French Federation for choosing me. And I always really give 100% at this race. And we've had a lot of judgment, but this is like it is. You know, we cannot make everyone happy. And then Romain get injured and stuff. And Marvin didn't want it to come. But this is part of motocross. This is part of history. And we are many strong racers. And we forgot about everything. You know, it's nice to leave this moment all together. And everybody in France are part of this win. And I was also happy. A bit tight, you know, at the press conference and also when we did the team presentation. America were so strong, like reaching for American flag. But in the end, when I did the Larocco's leap, people were behind me like, woo! So I was really proud.
First guy to do it, I think.
Yeah. Second lap. Yeah, I send it. And they have been behind me too, so good people. And I was really proud to ride in front of the U.S. crowd. And the track was gnarly. But it's nice to have some gnarly race. I think it's nice for the public. And I give my best. So we forgot about everything, you know. And now the win, we need to enjoy that win.
It was amazing. It was unbelievable. Hey, with about 5 minutes to go, Italy had it. Or maybe a little bit more. But did you know kind of where you were sitting?
You know, with what happened with Jordi in the second moto and Dylan crash in the second moto and stuff, I just had to give everything. And I didn't knew I was fighting with Italy for a few points. And in the end, I passed Caroli, Lupino and stuff and come back. Just give 100% of what I could and give my best. And track was gnarly. That right corner was some black dirt. Every time I was passing there, my goggle was getting like 2 years... more older, you know, like boom, 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 like so hard. My helmet was heavier and stuff, and fighting every single second and lap. And the lappers were in the middle, and I went on the Larocco leap and land short, and my hand guard went blocked under my levers. I had to take them off. But it was a war, but I'm not used to see that many people in my pit lane sharing for me and stuff. So, but I live this race like a kid, you know, and I see that you can give a win to your country. It's awesome. So, no, thanks to my teammates, to my country, to America, to welcome us, you know, it was a great ride today. Great.
Nice way to go out with Rockstar Husqvarna too, right? I mean, it hasn't been the greatest year for you, pretty good, but not the greatest. And you know, like, hey, yeah, thanks guys, and I'm gonna go on my new team.
Exactly. You know, we have had some up and down, and they did a great job until the end. So I'm really proud and proud to give that success to my team because they deserve. So now we turn the page and we look forward for next year.
I guess we were all wrong. Us media guys are all wrong again. Congratulations.
Thank you. This is only what I can say. Merci.